Om Shanti. 26th October 2019, Saturday. Essence. Sweet children, if you want to refine your intellects, stay in remembrance of the One Father. It's only by having remembrance that you souls will continue to become pure and clean. So Baba is saying, sweet children, if you want to refine your intellects, stay in remembrance of the One Father. It's only by having remembrance that you souls will continue to become pure and clean. So intellect needs refining. When the intellect is refined, all the functions of the intellect would become sharp. And when the functions of the intellect are sharp, the life would change totally. What are the functions of the intellect? What does intellect do? Intellect has got 7 functions. So when the intellect is refined, the judgment would become sharp. When the intellect is refined, the power to imbibe would become very, very sharp, intense. The third function of the intellect is to discriminate. Our discrimination power would increase. And then to decide. The decisions that we take would be correct and as per Srimad. Or rather, we can say the decisions would not make us repent. So to decide, so the decision power would become sharp. Another function of the intellect is to understand. So our understanding will increase. Yet another function is to reason. And last, memorize. So intellect has got 7 functions. So Baba is saying, if you want to refine your intellect, stay in the pilgrimage of remembrance. So the more we stay in remembrance, our judgment power would increase. Our power to imbibe would increase. The power to discriminate, the power to decide, the power to understand, the power to reason, and the power of memory. Everything would show rise. So, everyone must strive hard to refine the intellect. And there are no such things as this person is less intelligent and that person is more intelligent. There is no such thing as less intelligent person and more intelligent person. It's only the trained intellect and non-trained intellect. Just as trained memory and non-trained memory. So any intellect can be trained and can be made very sharp. So Baba is saying, if you want to refine your intellect, the method is to stay in remembrance. It's only by having remembrance that you will become pure and you will become clean. So remembrance is one method. What are the other methods to sharpen the intellect, to make the intellect refined? Okay, positive thinking. What else? One is remembrance. Second, what things would sharpen the intellect? Would refine the intellect? Churning of knowledge. Churning of knowledge. Visualization. Creativity. Bringing creativity in everything, in knowledge, in yoga, in service, everything. Whatever we do, bringing creativity would sharpen the intellect, would force the intellect to think, would force the intellect to take certain decisions, to form certain ideas. So creativity, then visualization, as I said. The more you visualize new things, the intellect would become refined. And churning. Churning this knowledge. Yesterday also Baba said, and today also, there is one word in Murli. Ugarna. So keep on chewing the cud. Keep on churning this knowledge. The more you churn, the more sharper the intellect would become. And in today's Murli, there is a very beautiful statement. Baba said, how much service each one of you can do? To the extent that you have imbibed this Gyan, you will do service. Those who have imbibed more Gyan, they will do more service. Those who have taken less Gyan, they will do less service. So the taking more Gyan, that all will happen with churning. So churning each and every point of knowledge, trying to understand what Baba is saying. Every word has meaning, nothing is without purpose in Murli. So, one is yoga, second is churning, third is visualization, and fourth is bringing creativity would sharpen the intellect. What else? Association. The law of association. Whenever you read something, try to link it with something that will sharpen the memory. If you are reading one line, try to correlate it with something which had come yesterday. Try to correlate Sakar Murli with Avyakta Murli. Whenever there would be association, correlation, that time, intellect would become very, very sharp. Without association, intellect doesn't become sharp. Memory training. Memory is one of the functions of intellect. Memory training has got three parts. Law of association. Whatever you read, connect it with the things already read. Unknown should be linked with known. Unread should be read with, linked with the read, what is already read. So, associate things. Suppose you read Murli and you find one thing there. Try to think the same thing had come yesterday. For example, in today's Murli, coming to blessing, Baba talked about Diwali. So when he is talking about Diwali, what did he say yesterday? And correlate. Baba said yesterday, this is the confluence age, is the age of festivities. Suhaj. It's a age of festivity, enjoyment. And Manoranjan, the entertainment, the real entertainment is happening possible only with Manmanabhava. Without that, it is not possible. So, and today he is talking about lighting the lamps. The real lighting of lamps is Diwali. So connecting today's Murli with yesterday's Murli, connecting Sakar Murli with Avyakta Murli, this correlation is very necessary. So when the mind is busy in correlating things, that time intellect becomes sharp. So the first, if memory training is a triangle, the first thing of memory training is law of association. Second is law of repetition. Whatever you read, repeat it within 24 hours. Otherwise, everything is gone. That is the rule of memory. If you read Murli today, revise it within 24 hours. If you listen Murli today, reread it and revise it in mind within 24 hours. If one doesn't do this, no matter whatever you read, you keep on forgetting. So the law of repetition, keep on repeating things which are read, keep on recalling things, keep on revising things. Revision is more important than reading something new. Revising what is already read is more important. Recalling what is already read is more important than reading something entirely new. So law of repetition. So intellect will become sharp when you repeat things. Learn something new and then repeat it. Read something new and then repeat it. Multiple readings, multiple repetitions are needed. And the third law of memory is law of ridiculous thinking. Law of ridiculous thinking means odd thinking. Something different, something strange, something weird. Every day we have Murli class. If we asked you who read the Murli 10 days back, very difficult to remember. We can't remember. Unless and until it is something very, very unique. For example, there is a Murli class going on and somebody wearing fancy clothes comes on the stage and starts dancing. That day you will remember. This is something new. So whenever there is something new, we remember. Or somebody is wearing something, some cap or something. That time you remember, yes, this is little different. This is not routine. So the memory training means, intellect training means, sharpening of the intellect means, it should be given something new. Then only it remembers. So this is known as law of ridiculous, strange thinking, odd man out, something different. So these are the three laws. Law of association, law of repetition, law of ridiculous thinking. So Baba is asking how to make the intellect refined. So I said the first method is remembrance. The second method is churning of knowledge. The third method is visualization, creativity, and then law of association, law of repetition, law of ridiculous thinking. This is how the intellect becomes sharp. Another thing is reading. Read vast. Your reading should be vast. Voracious reader. One should stay busy. And those Brahmin souls who have this habit of reading, they don't waste their time. In today's Sakar Murli, at one point of time, Baba said, what the worldly people do is waste of time, waste of money, waste of energy. Three things they do. They waste time, they waste money, and they waste energy. And those who are readers, those who are engaged in reading, they will save their time, their money, their energy. Because mind is busy in reading, so your thought energy will not go in waste. And those who are not busy in reading anything, they are wasting their time whole day. Money, because mind is free, so mind will think of something, to purchase something, to get something, to go somewhere, to eat something, to do something, and that all will cost money. And the result would be no profit. Time, when one is free, one is engaged in so many unnecessary, futile, worthless, fruitless things. So reading is the best habit. which one should develop. We have got so many magazines, Gyanamrit, Purity, and that World Renewal. We have got so much literature. You have got old Murlis, you have got Avyakta Murlis. So many things to read. So one cannot say that I have no time to read. Time is there, you have to take out time, you have to steal time. So engage in reading. So reading will sharpen the memory or intellect. Other thing is discussion. Discussion of knowledge. We should make it a point to discuss knowledge every day. Have a small group, sit and start discussing. Start sharing knowledge. This is a very important part of this institution. Each one must discuss knowledge, must share knowledge, must talk about knowledge. This will also refine the intellect. And this also includes discussion, and second is relating knowledge. Giving 7-day course will sharpen the intellect. Explaining museum will sharpen the intellect. Taking people for a tour will sharpen the intellect. Giving them new information about the institution will sharpen the intellect. For example, right now, in the courtyard of Madhuvan, there are life-size portraits of all the dadis. One of the engagements or spiritual activity could be to read about each one of them. Take one day and spend one day reading about one person. Or two. You have got, how many are there?
38.
38. Okay. So 38. So mind will remain busy in reading about them. Take one, go. There are old books and you will get their experiences. Adi Ratna, there is a book, Original Jewels. So take that book and read about each one of them. So mind remains busy. So when you are busy in reading, your general knowledge increases. Mind remains busy, free from waste. And there is a goal, there is an aim that I have to read about them. So read, come back and again look at the portrait. Again look at the picture. So that was their lives. That was their lives. So elevated, so great, full of renunciation, full of tapasya. So discussion of knowledge. And second is relating knowledge to others. Recounting knowledge, relating knowledge, telling knowledge, narrating knowledge, giving course, giving information, taking them for tour, and engaging. Yeah, other thing is how to sharpen the intellect by listening to various classes. We have so many classes by dadis and senior brothers and sisters. So you can listen those classes of yajna history. How the history was, how everything emerged. If you want to know any institution, what are the principles of the institution that is different? What are the rules and regulations are different? Before you study all other things, the most important thing is, if you want to study any institution, for example, you take some social institution. Baba talks about Khudai Khidmatgar. For example, that's in Khudai Khidmatgar is an institution. Now, if you want to understand what is Khudai Khidmatgar, you have to first understand who is the founder of it. So first study founder, then why it was formed, so what is the history of that institution. So these are the two most important things. Then later on comes what that institution did, what is its public image, what were the rules and regulations which were followed in that institution, that is all later part. The first part is, the earlier part is, if you want to understand any institution or any path of bhakti, for example, Advaita Vedanta. If you want to understand what is Advaita Vedanta, we need to understand what is it. rather than what it teaches, that is less important. First, who established it? So it was Adi Shankaracharya. What was his life? What he did? So life story of the founder is very important. And history is very important. So here also, rather than understanding what is there in Murli, what are Murlis and what are the rules and what, that is also good. But most important thing is how that institution started as a small thing and turned into the mountain. How, what was the starting point? What was the inception point? What is the source? So, understand the source, the Brahma, the, how the Brahma took birth. What were the things that led to the making of the Brahma? Just as they have the making of the Mahatma, here also the making of the Brahma. How the Brahma took birth and what happened and how the institution is formed. So, yeah, Baba, remember Chinmayananda today? Yes. So those Chinmayananda, they have got so many followers, Baba said. Swami Chinmayananda of Chinmay Mission. He used to give discourses on Gita. That was the main thing. So they had a huge number of followers. So Baba remembered him today. So, sweet children, if you want to refine your intellect, what you have to do, stay in remembrance. And crux of everything is that stay in remembrance. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, mere remembrance is not alone enough. Knowledge is must. Mere remembrance is not at all enough. Knowledge should be there. So if you want to refine your intellects, stay in remembrance. And along with remembrance, all these things. Often, Father, it's only by having remembrance that you souls will continue to become pure and clean. Om Shanti.